sleeping because he stays asleep.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is backed by over 50 published medical studies, more than any other thermometer, and is used and recommended by more medical professionals everywhere, giving you the peace of mind that you're getting the best. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer.
Holiday shopping is in full swing, and your list is long. So head to Here Today, St. Louis's brand new extreme value store. And when we say extreme, we mean it. Here Today has incredible deals on everything, from women's accessories and home decor to wine, beer, and groceries, plus tons of cool holiday gifts, decorations, and wrap. Our selection is ever-changing, but isn't the hunt half the fun? Here Today. Deals so amazing, they could be gone tomorrow. Located at 770 North Lindbergh in Florissant. More information at heretodaystores.com.
Hi, folks, this is Ozzie Smith, and I'd like to tell you about my friends over at Golf Discount of St. Louis. As a professional athlete and a competitor, it is extremely important to me that my equipment is best fit to help me hit long drives and drain putts. That's why I only get my golf equipment from the expert fitters at Golf Discount of St. Louis. Not only are the prices always the lowest guaranteed, but the staff is the most experienced and knowledgeable in St. Louis. Don't just take my word for it. Visit any of the three convenient Golf Discount locations today. Tell them Ozzie sent you.
At Sports Authority, find the best holiday gifts for everyone on your list. We have thousands of items on sale now, like 25% off Nike fleece apparel and up to 50% off all treadmills, ellipticals, and exercise bikes. Plus, when you enter our $500,000 gift of sport holiday sweepstakes, you'll have your chance to win hundreds of prizes. Visit sportsauthority.com to enter and see official rules. Shop our great deals in-store and online today to see why there's nothing like the gift of sport. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
It's the last week to shop before Christmas.
Kohl's is staying open nonstop from 6 a.m. Friday through 6 p.m. Tuesday.
Hours may vary by location. See store for details.
Kohl's, expect great things.
Hi, this is Chris Dicer. Tune into my new show, Law Talk Live, Sundays at 3 p.m. We'll talk about protecting your legal rights in an uncertain world. That's Law Talk Live with Chris Dicer, Sundays at 3 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Pinions Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Break Opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
Oh,
we're full of chat and we're full of chick. And we think you'll get lots of
Climax control system for men.
Oh, I don't need that.
No. Well, thank you.
We're about to get Pinions Playhouse on the air.
Why would you want to control it?
Yeah.
Let it run wild. What I say? Well, good afternoon and welcome to the December 19th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Vallis Dental Care. Now, you're going to be going out and visiting people, office party. Are you going to smile? Are you going to cover your mouth? Or are you going to put this, how much longer are you going to put this dental appointment off, even if it's just for a checkup? It only gets worse. Teeth don't magically get cleaner. Fillings don't fill themselves. Cavities, rather.
Hey!
We'll talk about Vallis Dental Care after we tell you who else is in the room. Eon the Peon is in the room. He wants to say hi to his sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus and with the end of the year coming up.
What happened there?
What happened? I had a brain, brain freeze.
You okay?
Yes. Wow. I think so. With the end of the year coming up, and if you are getting ready to get a lump sum distribution from your 401k, then now would be a great time to explore all of your options with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Well, that was weird the way you hesitated like that.
Yes.
That scared me. I thought you were having a stroke or something.
Yeah, it could have been.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
It's going great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Two horses hind in.
You never told me that.
What?
Red Boy is a patient at Vallis Dental Care. He just came back from there a couple of days ago. And he had some impacted what?
Cheese.
Impacted cheese.
Yeah,
down inside a crevice of a molar or something. But they got it out, he says, and everything is great. Well, you see, that's why you have to have your teeth cleaned.
And then when he leaves, for all the for the holiday pictures and stuff when he says.
What do you say when you for pictures?
Tease.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he'll say it and he won't show it.
Yeah.
Say it, but don't show it.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. Give it up, if you would, please, for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Well, that Duck Dynasty guy, he would not like Bruce and the boys.
No.
He would never have a studio audience. I mean, a studio
orchestra
like Bruce and the boys.
No.
You'll never be on the Duck Dynasty show, Bruce.
Yeah, that right now. So, Ballast Dental Care, what can I tell you? It's a dental clinic, okay? And they have the suction thing that they hang in your mouth, and they have a little swirly sink and the cups, and they have the chairs, all the different positions and the lights and all the, you know, all the stuff a lot of other dental clinics have. Here's what they have they don't have, the people that work there. And that is the single thing that makes all the difference. Equipment means nothing. If the people are rude, not friendly, especially at that front desk. Man, oh, man, some of those front desk people, they can make you dread that you ever went there the minute you walk in, by the way. You know, those usually it's women who don't even look up at you. Fill this out. Put your name in, the time of your appointment. You have a seat. You know, those people, they look away. They don't. Not friendly. You're not going to find that at Ballast Dental Care. You're there 5 minutes. It's like you've been a patient for 20 years. That sound impossible to you, like that couldn't possibly be true? No. There's only one way to find out. That's make an appointment at Ballast Dental Care. Who am I talking to right now? I'm talking to you if you don't have a dentist. I'm talking to you if you have a dentist you hate. A dentist with bad breath. A dentist who's rough. A dentist that's about dead and should have retired 20 years ago. A dentist who is dead. Your dentist died? You need a new dentist. Your dentist moved away, and all of a sudden you got somebody else you didn't really want. I have the answer to all that. Ballast Dental Care, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. I've been going there for 40 years. I told you the other day, I remember walking in there as a 9-year-old, 40 years ago. What was that noise? Ballast Dental Care, ballastdentalcare.com. And now it's time for the outdoor segment. There it is. Quick. People say, what do I need to do to run a control board? You got to be tight.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, Brian's listening.
And now it's time for the outdoor segment. I'm your host, Frank, and welcome to the outdoor segment. Well, it's pretty nice outdoors. I hope you got a chance to go out today. Maybe a little tomorrow will be a little cooler, and then it's going to get really cold outdoors, so bundle up. And that concludes the outdoor segment.
Wow, that was pretty in-depth.
Thank you. Brought to you by Pistols Plus.
Is that what you said?
In-depth.
Oh.
Brought to you by Pistols Plus in Osage Beach, Missouri. I have a friend whose grown sons will be heading there tomorrow to pick up their Christmas presents. They each are getting new handguns for Christmas. And that article yesterday where all these women are getting into archery, hey, they have a terrific archery department and an expert there at Pistols Plus. And, of course, handguns, long guns, and all that stuff, and gear, and you get the idea. Pistols Plus in the heart of Osage Beach, right across the street from Staples. Just a little serious thought, and then we'll get on to the goofy stuff. I heard somebody say this one time, and I never forgot about this. When you talk to somebody at work or just in passing or you meet somebody, think about this. Every single person that you encounter is going through something. There's about a 99% chance they're going through something bad. A divorce in the family, a problem child, a death, special needs kid. You don't know that, but I'm telling you that's the case. So think about that when you decide how you want to treat people or how you want to judge people and the way they act. Probably the person you're talking to or dealing with is going through something just like you are, because nobody escapes that in this life. Everybody goes through stuff.
And more than likely, they're going through something. And a lot of people are real good at hiding it. You go, wow, he sure got a great life, or she's got it made. No, they don't. That's just what you know or think you know. There's a list out again, as there is every year, who to tip, how much to tip them. Let me just share some of this with you. I had to ask Peon what a barista was, and I forgot what you told him. It's a coffee. Would you know that, Dan, a barista?
No.
I didn't know what that was.
No.
Because it's the first thing on the list. Here's some people to consider giving a holiday tip to. Your barista.
The fancy term for your coffee server.
I don't have a coffee server. Who would have that?
Starbucks people.
Barista. It says a $10 to $20 tip for each barista you see every morning.
What?
Oh, you got to be kidding me. Listen to this one. Mail carrier. Government regulations do not allow U.S. Postal Service workers to receive cash gifts. Did you know that?
No.
Well, first of all, how would they know?
Yeah.
If you have an envelope and you put it in the mailbox and you think that the postal carrier is going to go, do you think they're going to leave you a note going, thanks, but no thanks. I can't take this.
Yeah.
Like Tim the postman. Here you go. And then,
it says a non-monetary gift under $20 is appropriate for the postal.
A gift card, maybe?
Yeah. FedEx drivers can receive tips and gifts, but they should not exceed, I love this, they should not exceed $75.
Oh, well.
Okay.
I don't know my FedEx driver. This must be for companies that get regular deliveries and the same, FedEx guy comes by the office.
People who shop a lot online.
Yeah. UPS prefers its drivers receive gifts rather than cash, but leaves it up to the customer. So essentially, UPS says you can do whatever you want. Well, you're in another neighborhood. I don't relate to this. Your dog walker. I guess there are people who have people walk their dogs. A cash gift of 1 day to 1 week's pay. That's a pretty broad range, isn't it? You should give them a day to a week's pay. Well, I think I'll take a day if I got a choice. Isn't there like 7 times difference in that amount of money?
Yeah.
A day to a week? Your newspaper delivery person. Well, here's why I'm not going to leave my newspaper delivery person anything. I get USA Today delivered to the house, and the guy always, always throws it in the middle of the street. Not in the driveway. It's in the street, on the side, in the street, over kind of to the side where it can still be hit by cars. If he threw it 3 more feet, it'd be in my driveway. So, no tip for you. But it says the delivery person you should give $10 to $30 to.
Whoa.
Who made this list? Donald Trump. Who made this list? Housekeeper. A cash gift of 1 week's pay. Okay. Handyman. Really? A cash gift of $20 to $50 if you see him on a regular basis. If you see a handyman on a regular basis, you might need a new house.
Yeah.
Nursing home workers. All right, and I think this is important. They're taking care of grandpa or something. If you have an elderly relative nursing home, consider bringing a tray of cookies for the entire staff. What?
A tray of cookies?
No, this should be the $50 deal.
Well, yeah, how do you decide who to...
Well, it says if there's more than one shift, bring a couple of different trays. Well, the one shift to lead them all anyway.
Yeah.
Can't do that. School bus driver. Wow. $10 to $20? How many kids are on a school bus?
Wow.
This is quite a haul for this driver. How many kids are on a school bus? Like 30?
I don't know.
40?
Oh, yeah, probably. 30 or 40.
So if they all did $20,
$800.
Hoping you don't drive the short bus.
What'd you say?
Hope you don't drive those short buses.
They get screwed.
Yeah.
They get fewer kids. If cash gifts are not allowed by the school... Under company policy, a nice pair of gloves would be good. Really? Who says? Who says that would be a nice gift? Your hairstylist, manicurist, personal trainer, or massage therapist.
Oh.
A cash gift equal to one visit. Okay. I guess if that's somebody, that would be somebody you go to on a regular basis. I don't have any of those people. I've never had a massage, ever.
Really?
Never. Never.
I have.
I understand. Great. I just don't like the idea of that, of somebody, unless it's a really hot, like, 30-year-old woman, I'd get a massage. But then I couldn't, because then I couldn't turn over. I'm serious. Because that thing, believe it or not, still works. cash gift equal to one visit. Your pool cleaner or lawn maintenance worker, a cash gift equal to 1 week's pay. That seems high to me. It says there, and there are people you should not tip. Here's that list. Your doctor, your dentist, your accountant, anyone who is a salaried employee. It would be appropriate to give them a small gift, like a tin of cookies. Yeah, give your doctor a tin of cookies. Only if you see them in December, it says. So your doctor saved your life in October. He saved your life. No cookies for you.
Yeah.
You didn't save my life in December. You saved it in October. Apparently, they're going to make a movie of Gilligan's Island. I have to be one of five people who has never seen one episode of Gilligan's Island.
Really?
I have never seen an episode. Nice. I know the SS Minnow. I know there's a heavy guy,
the skipper,
and then little Gilligan, Bob Denver, and there was a hot chick and another hot chick and an old rich couple. But
Ginger
never,
and Marianne, oh, and then the professor.
Well, there's a surprise that you know.
And the Howls.
But I've never seen one. And they're thinking about making it into a movie, and there's talk that Josh Gad will play Gilligan. Who the heck is that?
Josh Gad.
Will be Gilligan.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, you'd know him if you saw him. There's his picture. You'd know him. He's a...
Oh, yeah, I see.
Okay, yeah, he's a... You'd know him. He's a... How should I put it?
I don't know what he's been in.
What would you equate him to? Like a...
Barney Fife type?
No. I'll think of the name later. Now... what I'm about to do is maybe save a life. The Cleveland Clinic, which is a very well-known clinic hospital, has published a list of, it's like a urinalysis printed out. A lot of people, first of the year, decide to get physicals, and there's a lot you can tell from your urine. I'm not making this up. This is from the Cleveland Clinic, so here we go. If your urine has no color and it's transparent, you drink a lot of water. In fact, you may want to cut back. If there's no color to your urine, you actually may be drinking too much water.
Yeah.
Huh.
If it's pale straw color, tinted yellow, you are normal, healthy, and well hydrated. If it's transparent yellow, you are normal. It's the pee is supposed to be yellow. If it's dark yellow, that's normal, but you need to drink more water. Amber or honey-colored pee.
No, I don't know if I've ever seen honey.
You are not getting enough water, and it says drink some now. If your pee looks like syrup or brown ale.
Oh, my goodness. I have brown ale coming out of
you could have liver disease or severe dehydration. Drink water and see your doctor. If your urine is pink or reddish, and you haven't eaten beets, blueberries, or rhubarb recently, you may have blood in your urine, or I love this, or it could be nothing.
Oh, I didn't know.
I didn't know beets and different foods will make your pee.
I don't eat beets, though.
I hate beets.
Oh,
my wife loves beets.
Really?
She loves them.
Oh, I don't know how anybody can look at that.
I can't stand beets.
Oh, my sister likes them.
It says, I love that. You can have blood in your urine, or it could be nothing. Or it could be a sign of kidney disease, tumors, urinary tract infections, prostate problems, or something else. Mm. Maybe even lead or mercury poisoning. Contact your doctor. And after all that, contact your doctor, or it could be nothing. If your urine is orange, you are not drinking enough water, and you could have a liver or bile duct condition, or it could be food dye. Contact your doctor. So there you go. It says the color of a person's urine can also be influenced by factors other than hydration. So now, next time you look at your urine, we may have saved your life. Now, this next story, this is honest to goodness, this is a real story. This came out yesterday. A guy named Greg Casarona had never had sex. 21, project manager. 440 pounds. Greg's a 440-pound virgin at 21, dating a girl named Jen Garakaris for about a month. They decide to take things to the next level. Apparently, somebody interviewed this guy. It was TLC, the channel TLC, on a series, Sex Sent Me to the Emergency Room. That's a series on TLC. It premieres December 28th. Here's a preview of what you're going to see. This guy has sex with this girl. She's 22, he's 21. She's living in her parents' Long Island basement. He says she made her move by stripping down to her bra and panties and waiting on her bed.
Wow, that's a good sign.
That's a pretty good green light. Yeah, when they do that. Until he got the hint. He says, she says, I knew he was a virgin and I didn't care. Now, he's 440 pounds. Okay. She says, by the way, she's 110 pounds.
Oh, my goodness.
Whoa.
She says, we were dating for a while and he had not put any moves on me, so I made the move. So she lays on the bed in her bra and panties. She said, things started heating up. He thrust himself on this 110 pound woman, knocked her backwards with all of his 440 pounds. Her head went through the drywall.
Oh, my.
He said, I thought this was, he said, this was my first time having sex. I thought she was dead when I pushed her head through the drywall. She pulled her head out of the drywall, looked at him and said, why did you stop?
Whoa. Oh, man, what a trooper.
She said he looked like he was about to have a heart attack, and I kind of wanted to lighten things up. So I said, hey, why did you stop? So he was shaken, insisted on taking her because she was dizzy. Well, yeah, her head went through the wall to the hospital where she was diagnosed with a concussion.
Whoa.
I'm watching this series.
Oh, yeah.
It's called Sex Sent Me to the ER, TLC, starting December 28th. Yeah, I'm in. I'm not going to miss an episode of this. It says after that, they were a little more careful about their positioning. But you know what? Here's what I think people need to walk away with here. She did not care that he was 440 pounds.
No.
She encouraged it. I think that for heavy guys, this is a great story.
It's a good thing it wasn't in an apartment or something. She'd have gone through the wall and right into somebody else's.
Next, her head would appear in the next apartment. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
So Santa Claus comes down the chimney as he normally does, drops down, starts putting presents around the tree, and around the corner comes the lady of the house, mid-30s, knockout. She's in a little short nighty thing, very sexy. She says, Santa, take a load off. Why don't you stay for a while? And he looks her up and down, and, boy, she is good looking. But he says, oh, ho, ho, no, Santa's got to go. Lots of toys to deliver, you know. And back up the chimney he goes. He gets to another house. He comes down the chimney, starts putting presents around, and down the hall and around the corner comes an even more beautiful woman, late 20s, in a Victoria's Secret kind of French maid thing with lacy and plunging neckline. She's really well built. She says, whoa, Santa, good timing. I was just getting up to get myself a drink, and here you are. Maybe I could fix us something a little stronger than just a drink, and you could stay for an hour or so. He's looking at her, and he says, Oh, Santa's got to go. Lots of toys to deliver, you know, and back up the chimney he goes. He gets to this next house. This is one hot neighborhood. Comes down the chimney. And while he's putting presents around the tree, out walks the most beautiful woman with the best body he's ever seen. She's totally nude, completely nude. And her intentions are clear. She says, Santa, my husband had to be called away for the holiday. He won't be in town this Christmas Eve night. I'm all alone. Let's come upstairs with me. And Santa looks at her and says,
Hey, might as well stay. Can't get up the chimney with this boner in the way.
I Let's get a look at traffic, see how things are moving. Here's Frank Ladd, Airborne.
Now, lots of volume out there this afternoon, Dan. Eastbound on Highway 64 in Illinois, reports of an accident near in between 157 and 159, blocking the right shoulder. Southbound 55 south of Richardson Road, an accident reported there as well. Southbound on 270 this afternoon, heavy between Page and Ladue. Here on the brakes again, south of Doherty Ferry and a couple pockets all the way down through about 55. An earlier accident was at Tease Road. Northbound on 270, lingering volume due to an earlier accident that was north of Highway 64 as you backed up to about Manchester Road. West on 64, you're heavy headed out of the city between Vandeventer and McCausland. Then again, you're on the brakes in pockets between McKnight and, looks like Lindbergh. Then again, heavy in long stretches between Maryville Center Drive and the Boone Bridge. Heavy as well eastbound on 64 this afternoon, east headed towards the Poplar Street Bridge from about Grand in pockets towards Compton all the way to the Poplar. Eastbound on 55 to 70. It was a pretty good run approaching the 64 split, though, this afternoon. Northbound on Highway 55, heavy in that right lane, Park Avenue to the Poplar. This update brought to you by Burlington Coat Factory. It's cold outside. Go into Burlington today for great warm winter coats at incredibly low prices. Nobody has more styles and brands in coats than the Burlington Coat Factory. From the Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic Center, Frank Ladd, the Big 550, KTRS.
EJ hits the three and Mizzou's up two.
This Saturday, Coach Frank Haith and the Missouri Tigers take on the Fighting Illini of the University of Illinois in the 2013 Bud Light Bragging Rights matchup at the Scott Trade Center. Coverage begins at 4 p.m. and the tip-off is at 4:30.
Missouri takes the lead with 31 seconds to play.
The Tigers versus the Illini on the Big 550 KTRS.
Bang!
We are Mizzou.
Hi, this is Laurie Heisey.
And I'm Ken Heisey from Heisey Advisory Group, and we want to wish you a healthy and prosperous holiday season. While Wall Street seems to be spreading plenty of good cheer, the Grinch could be right around the corner with a hefty tax bill from capital gains on your investments.
There have been tremendous gains and equally tremendous changes with the economy. So take the time to have professionals help you with your nest egg. In between shopping, baking, and visiting, call us at 314-909-1116 and spend some time on yourself to make sure you are prepared for 2014.
People are like snowflakes. They're all different. And so are your financial needs. I'll create a plan tailored just for you. Call now at 314-909-1116 for your personal review. That's 314-909-1116. Or visit us on the web at heiseadvisorygroup.com.
Ken Heisey is an investment advisor representative. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Lori Heisey is a licensed insurance representative.
You know somebody suffering from alcohol or drug dependency? Maybe you are. Maybe you failed numerous times at a rehab facility. Now it's time to try something totally different. I'm talking about my friends at ARCA, the Assisted Recovery Centers of America. They use a drug that you've probably never heard of. It's called naltrexone, and it's a non-addictive anti-craving medication. Let me say that again. It will block the cravings, and it is non-addictive. So therefore, you can be treated at ARCA and go back to work within 24 to 48 hours. It's a miracle drug. And people don't know about it, and people won't tell you about it. Unless you hear it from here or hear it from ARCA, you might not know about it. ARCA, 314-645-6840. The people who have gone through the treatment say it is amazing. Call and ask ARCA about naltrexone. 314-645-6840 to find out more. ArcaMidwest.com. But you've tried the others. Now try ARCA. 314-645-6840 or ArcaMidwest.com.
Is your furnace running the way it used to? If not, you need to give the Bellowman a call for an estimate on a brand new energy-efficient system. Their knowledgeable consultant will come to your home for a no-obligation estimate on a new Carrier furnace, the brand trusted in more homes than any other. These high-efficiency systems will save you an arm and a leg on energy costs. The Bellowman is a home comfort specialist in the Metro East, and they will take care of you like they would their own family. Quit throwing away money on an old furnace. Don't wait until your furnace leaves you out in the cold. Give the Bellowman a call today at 618-BELOMAN or go online to bellowman.com. That's 618-BELOMAN. Carrier. Turn to the experts.
Heating, cooling, plumbing woes. Bellowman's the one who knows. If you find you're in a fix, call 235-6626. That's BELOMAN.
Are you suffering with your dentures? Are you suffering from not being able to eat what you want? Well, we have a solution. Dr. Bowen and Bowen Dental Care. He is fully certified, trained, and an expert in dental implants. He can take your existing dentures and turn them into new implants, and you'll be able to eat anything you want. The results are truly amazing. He can take your existing dentures, or he can start fresh. Either way, people are able to eat corn on the cob, they're able to eat their favorite steak, and they're actually able to enjoy their life again. Dental implants is the way to go, and you want to go with somebody you can trust. And you can trust Dr. Bowen. He's been an expert in this for years. Dr. Bowen and Bowen Dental Care in Florissant, 314-921-3500. Even if you're looking for a second opinion, call Dr. Bowen. He'll be happy to give you a free consultation. Dr. Bowen and dental implants for your existing dentures or from scratch. Dr. Bowen Dental Care or BowenDentalCare.com.
My name is Janet. When it was time to find assisted living for my 85-year-old mother, I was giving numerous recommendations and I'd felt totally overwhelmed. I had visited so many communities, they started to blur together. It wasn't until I visited Brooking Park that I found Mom's new home. From the moment I walked in the front door, I was put at ease in a way that was reassuring and helpful. Everyone was open and friendly, and I knew the atmosphere would be perfect for my mother. Best of all was my mom's reaction. I was surprised at how quickly Brooking Park became her home and her new family.
If you have a loved one who needs a little help maintaining their independence, call Brooking Park at 314-576-5545 or visit brookingpark.org today to see why it ranks among the top-tier nursing homes by U.S. News & World Report.
She made new friends immediately. It's her home.
Brooking Park, an equal opportunity senior community, sponsored by St. Andrew's Resources for Seniors System.
Mom is incredibly happy at Brooking Park.
Ernie Petty Collision Center has been servicing St. Louis for over 30 years and is your one-stop auto collision repair center. They would like to thank you for your loyalty and wish you the happiest holiday season yet. Ernie Petty provides the highest quality service around and is also a direct repair shop for most insurance companies. They're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. and can be reached at 314-752-0400 or visit them online at erniepettycollision.com.
Hi, everybody. Terry Hall here. This week in real estate is moving. A new day and a new time. That's Sunday. Did I say Sunday? I think so. This Week in Real Estate's on Sunday from 1 until 3 from now on. No more moving around. Hey, this is our Christmas show this week, and I'm going to teach you the tricks of saving thousands of dollars when you are buying or selling a home. So I look forward to joining you this Sunday from 1 till 3 for This Week in Real Estate right here on the Big 550 KPRS.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober? Leave me alone. Let me go home and start over.
Remember it's Miller time? Is that still their slogan? They don't use that anymore, do they? It's Miller time. Well, it's Mike Evans time. It's Mike Evans time, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant, the Smokehouse Market. Just yesterday, my wife put in our order for some shrimp, some meatballs, and I forgot what else, to be picked up Tuesday from the Smokehouse Market. Normally closed on Monday, but this coming Monday before Christmas, Smokehouse Market will be open 9 to 8, and then Christmas Eve 9 to 3, and of course, Annie Gunn's Restaurant. What can I tell you? You got to go there and have that experience. That restaurant also closed on Mondays. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Mike Evans.
Give it in.
Nope. No, that's never going to work.
You never know.
Yeah, got to keep trying.
I did.
What's up?
Anyway.
Yeah, no, he doesn't get it.
Puck, which question named the name of the star who admits drug and alcohol nearly put him in jail and killed him? Bradley Cooper, Orlando Bloom, Vin Diesel. Answer in just a minute. Another movie review opening up on Christmas, August. Osage County. It's about a family reunion with the most dysfunctional family you have ever seen, and nothing is going to surprise you in this movie. Great stars like Meryl Streep, Julia Roberts, and Chris Cooper. The acting, the script, both great. And this film is very twisted, very dark, and very, very funny. Julia Roberts says it's the most fun she's ever had making a movie because she got to slap Abigail Breslin and strangle Meryl Streep.
Hang on, before you finish this, Peon, see, I think Osage County is actually in Missouri. There's an Osage County. I'll have Peon look this up.
Oh, I think so. In Oklahoma.
Oh, it is? Okay, forget it. He says it's Oklahoma. No.
Anyway.
No. Nope. Is that what it's called, Osage County?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There is Osage County, Missouri.
Okay.
I don't know that everybody's going to like this movie, but boy, I sure did. Rated R, 121 minutes, 4 stars.
Wow, that's as good as you can get.
TV News, NBC is doing a 12-episode miniseries called A.D., all about the Bible after the death of Jesus. It'll be during the February sweeps, 12 episodes, produced by Mark Burnett. On December 22nd, on the E! Channel, a new documentary, The Britney Jean Spears Story.
Oh, my goodness.
And I hear it is the good, the bad, and the ugly. Just about everything. CBS will air a 60-year-old colorized, digitalized.
I know what's coming. I think this looks great.
I Love Lucy Christmas special Friday night.
I saw the previews. Boy, did they do an unbelievable job. With
yeah, they really have.
It looks
It's gotten
fantastic.
A lot better than it used to.
Wow. How do they do that?
I'm looking forward to it.
Do they know, like, the color her dress was somehow when that episode was shot, or did they just put in what they want to put in?
I don't know. I wouldn't think that they, because even the stills and the march shots have got to be black and white back in those days.
Yeah, I mean, what do you have for reference unless you're good enough to know, looking at black and white from a grayscale, well, based on that shade of gray, that was red, or that was green, or whatever. But they nailed it.
On the TLC network on December 28th, a new reality show.
Oh, we just talked about it. This is going
to
be great.
Sex Sent Me to the ER.
Yep.
Yeah.
This is going
to
be.
I think it's going to be hilarious. I think it's going to be a hit. You have anything you want to share with us, Franco?
No, we just did a story of one of the upcoming episodes earlier.
About the fat man.
Yes, and I say I'm there. I'm going to be a viewer. I will be right there when it premieres.
Yeah, you know there'll be some gerbils.
Oh, there'll be some gerbils. There'll be some light bulbs.
Oh, absolutely.
Coke bottles.
Oh, I don't know. We need to go to Coke
bottles.
Well,
they'll be there. They'll be there.
Odds and ends. I love this item. Anyway.
Nope.
At the Pipeline Surfing Championship in Hawaii last week, they put a couple of hundred trash bins up and down the beach. There's several thousand people there were watching the surf contest. They wanted people to pick up after themselves. And so everybody knew what they were. The trash bins were for. All the trash cans were pictures of smashed beer cans, wrinkled up sandwich wrappers, cigarette butts, and a picture of Justin Bieber.
Oh, my.
You got to love that.
That's great.
A couple of crazy rumors. One, that Kim Kardashian paid a lot of money to have her five-month-old baby Norris eyebrows waxed.
I believe that.
A five-month-old eyebrows wax.
Yeah, that's what stupid people do.
And Kim is planning about talking about writing a book, How to Be a Mother.
Oh, my goodness.
That'll be a lot like me writing a book about how to build a nuclear reactor.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What book company?
Who would read it?
Yeah. I mean, but you have to start
even
with
a
book company
that
thinks...
Even if you're a chick that likes that dysfunctional family, why would you read a book from her about how to be a mother unless you'd just buy anything with her name on it?
Yeah, I know. Anyway.
No.
Well, then to hell with you, and finally.
Oh. Edit out hell.
Now you've hurt my feelings.
Edit that out.
So who admits drug and alcohol nearly put him in jail and killed him? Bradley Cooper, Orlando Bloom, or Vin Diesel?
Oh, man. I'm going to go, it's either Bradley or, I'm going to go Orlando Bloom.
I'm going to say Vin Diesel.
And then I'll do Bradley Cooper.
He's writing a book about it. Bradley Cooper.
I'm back.
I'm Mike Evans. Anyway, see ya.
The champ is back.
Man.
Bradley Cooper. Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant in the Smokehouse Market. Here's a great story out of Portland, Oregon. This woman, Karina Douglas, calls the local Navy recruiting center, and she gets on the phone, tells them she wants to join the Navy, And they ask her a series of questions over the phone. But of course, she comes down to the recruiting office, and they said, do you weigh more than 160 pounds? And she said, yes. They wouldn't take her. Now, that surprises me. I didn't know. That's not that big, 160.
Well, depending on how tall.
She's 5'7". I'm sorry. They said, do you weigh more than 160? Okay, I'm sorry. She said, yes, she weighs 300. She weighs 300. Oh. She's 5'7", and she's 22 years old. So they wouldn't take her. 1 year and 3 months later brings us to now. She has lost 110 pounds and was just sworn in 6 days ago for the U.S. Army.
Wow. Beautiful.
Good for her. How about that? And when she decided she wanted to serve, she decided, I'm going to serve. If I have to lose, and she did lose. So that would have brought her down to, well, 110 to what, 290.
A 300. She was 190.
I'm sorry, 190.
Yeah,
190. Yeah, for 5'7", 20, yeah, they wouldn't keep you out. I wonder what the actual cutoff is. Is it for it's got to be based on height.
Height, too. Yeah.
There's a formula. So good for her. Now she's in the Army. We're going to take a little break and come back and do our incredible montage that you've heard, well, I don't know, 1,000 times, but it never gets old. You'll see what I mean. Big 550 KTRS.
Been a busy afternoon of traffic. Here's Frank Ladd with a final look. Frank?
Certainly has, Dan. Reports of a couple accidents northbound on 270 near Doherty Ferry. Initially, there was one north of Doherty Ferry. Now we've got reports of a three-car accident underneath the Doherty Ferry overpass northbound on 270. So certainly some volume in that stretch northbound on 270. Northbound on 170, heavy as well between 70 and 270. It's been a real rough ride headed out 64 westbound this afternoon. Still heavy passing Forest Park up to about McCausland. Then again, you're on the brakes in a couple pockets between Lindbergh and 141, and then long stretches west of there out through the Boone Bridge, out through the valley, westbound on 64. Southbound on 270, getting a little better here. Still some volume headed towards Ladue Road, south between Page and Ladue. Then you're on the brakes again in a couple pockets, a big bend all the way down through about 55. Still working that accent eastbound 64 near Illinois 157. That had you backed up in a stretch approaching there as well. Eastbound on 64 at last check, just over downtown a few minutes ago. It was still heavy. Compton headed towards the Poplar Street Bridge, northbound 55. Some volume in that right lane. 70 westbound, still some volume passing the airport. And then you're going to see a couple of pockets westbound in St. Charles County. This update is brought to you by the Missouri Lottery. Little gifts can make a big impact. When you see the gift of holiday scratchers tickets from the Missouri Lottery, you're also giving back to the Missouri schools. So play it forward this holiday season with the Missouri Lottery. From the Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
Traffic.
Let me just give you an update on Manchester where that water main break is. Now they've only have a right lane.
It's out there all day long. And while other stations may ignore it in the middle of the day, we give you the traffic updates you need. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Hi, I'm Dave Sinclair, the Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram dealer in Pacific, Missouri. Dodge and Dave Sinclair. Chrysler and Dave Sinclair. Jeep and Dave Sinclair. Has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Ram Trucks and Dave Sinclair. Great combo. If you live in West County, we're only 25 minutes from Chesterfield Mall. We're only 15 minutes from I-44 and 141, and only 15 minutes from Ellisville. That's a short drive to Big City Selection, small town overhead. Thank you, and here's my address, DaveSinclairChrysler.com. DaveSinclairJeep.com. DaveSinclairRam.com.
Your label's fresh.
The Big 550.
Really?
KTRS. Like that?
Thank you.
Where St. Louis comes to talk.
We're coming back. Well, I'm not coming back tomorrow. Somebody will be here. I'm on assignment. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my own.
friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
The Big 550.
KTRS, St. Louis.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS is presented by Bowen Dental Care. All your family's dental needs under one roof by a family that cares. You're listening to a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
Reported rape inside East St. Louis High School. We'll tell you about reported video evidence that administrators don't want to talk about.
Target shoppers get a jolt just days before Christmas. What you need to know if your credit card information was stolen. And a former St. Louis city official learns his fate in federal court after bilking taxpayers out of hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Only on Fox, a reported rape of a special needs girl at East St. Louis High School. The girl says she was dragged from a classroom and taken to another boy who was hiding in a closet. Chris Hayes is live at police headquarters where police are taking action, but the district is being accused of trying to cover it up. Chris.
Sandy, surveillance video reportedly shows a 16-year-old girl being dragged out of a special needs class into a closet. The victim's family said District 189 tried using the video against them, reportedly saying